Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA 2023 GAC here in Washington, D.C., and I'm here with Mr. Ken Burns from Origins. Ken, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
I am doing great. Great to be here.
Yeah.
Always good to attend GAC and see all kinds of folks that I haven't seen in quite some time.
I know.
And the new faces.
Yep. It's like a giant family reunion, I hear.
It is.
Indeed. I like your name. I like the tag. That looks cool. I like that.
Yeah. Our marketing team's doing a super job.
They are a smash, stellar team for sure.
They are indeed.
Alrighty, sir. So the conference going okay for you as well?
Conference is going well. We've got a phenomenal booth that I'd say is best of show.
I haven't seen it. I gotta go check it out.
Take a walk through the floor. And I say that not so much from me, but the comments we get from folks that are walking by that are going, "Wow, that is just incredible." So it has really, you know, from a marketing perspective and the brand change from CU Direct to Origins.
Yeah.
It's really made a statement.
Okay,
for
well,
us.
I'm going to make a point to go in there and check it out for sure. For sure.
It's been
great. Right. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here. Origins Arc MX helps credit unions build stronger relationships with their members. So,
give us a set
the table here, if you will, a little bit.
Well, many credit unions still today have difficulty accessing the data that they are acquiring about their members to better communicate with them and really to do so. We talked a lot about member journey mapping. Members are at different spots and have different needs at different times in their lifestyle, their financial needs. So this really provides the ability to trigger off of the data we have by synchronizing with key platforms, key systems, core system, a consumer LOS system, a mortgage LOS system, and put in front of the member the right message at the right time. Goes on to deepen the engagements that occur with that individual and ultimately drives up deposit growth and loan pull-through rates.
Right on. Yep. So the benefit to the member, I mean, to the, well, obviously the member, but the credit union initially and then trickles down to the member. So share with us the benefit message here, if you will.
Yeah, sure. So it truly is a win-win. Number one, we're improving the experience of the member. It's driving that member service objective.
Right.
And, you know, it's a bit overused, but if you think about like a Netflix, when you watch a movie, it makes recommendations to you, but it doesn't suggest one that you just saw 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's a good
feature.
That's
the kind of thing that's really important to show me you know me.
Right.
And we want to do that with our members.
Yes.
So the platform allows you, based on the data that's coming from core and these different systems I've mentioned, to then communicate effectively and relevantly and timely with the member. So it, one, drives them to being educated and taking advantage of a product offering that makes sense at the time. And really importantly for the credit union, it drives efficiency, the ability to scale because it's an automated platform, so we're not adding staff while we're growing the communication. We're able to communicate via email and text, direct mail pieces, those kinds of things. So it provides for consistent, organized, efficient communication that then can be shared with dynamic reporting with the rest of the organization.
Right on. It's a good thing to have, especially in today's fast-paced game. You got to have this type of stuff, especially all within one platform. So that's the bonus part right there, right?
Exactly. And it really takes the Origins name, which we kind of grabbed and put together, and you probably heard before, the origination and experience. And that's exactly what the Arc MX, the marketing platform, is all about.
Yeah. Talk to me about the how it helps creators achieve better KPIs.
Sure. So the communication with members is really driving, for instance, loan pull-through rates. So, you know, today mortgages are much more challenging.
Yeah.
But if we're communicating with members knowing that about 50% of all applications never get funded, And some of that is because they're denied. Some of it's because they had difficulty trying to get through the process. We can actually automatically place them on a campaign that communicates with them and gives them tips when they've had trouble or they didn't complete an application, or provide them loan status updates mm-hmm. while their mm-hmm. loan is being mm-hmm. processed. So ultimately, it drives the number of loans that are fully committed, okay. completed, and ultimately then funded, which drives up the revenue of the organization and also raises, you know, the pleasing factor for the member, if you will, in terms of getting the loan and not being frustrated
right.
about the process.
Right, right. Because, I mean, from a personal experience, when I'm filling out applications online, and if I take a break and then I need to go do something else, I don't know, let the dog outside or something, and I forget to finish the application, I usually get some sort of an alert or some sort of email of like, hey, you might want to finish this. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. So I can kind of relate to
exactly.
what you guys are doing here, yeah.
And so that's the communication end. And then, of course, our OS and DX are the automated ability to take a loan from start to finish
right.
in a digital format and allow the member to get that done. But when they do stop or don't complete it, then they'll hear.
Yeah,
they'll hear
exactly.
As well.
And a lot of times it can be totally innocent, you know. Sometimes it's like, oh, I've had it with this, I'm out of here. But there's other times like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot to finish it. So yeah, I get it.
Members are busy as we are.
Exactly.
They've got other important priorities that come up.
Exactly.
And we just want to remind them we're still here and
exactly.
that's our purpose.
Yeah. Last thing here, talk to me about pre-built campaigns and automation. Increasing staff efficiency. It sounds like this is a great thing from the credit union side.
It really is. So particularly for credit unions that don't have large marketing departments,
mm-hmm.
and many don't, even based on size. And so what this can do is you've got pre-built campaigns that are completely customizable that, because ArcMX really is built by credit unions for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
We understand the industry,
mm-hmm.
right? Being a CUSO.
Yeah.
And so it can really provide that sense of strategic partnership as opposed to just the purchase of a technology
mm-hmm.
that's giving us different campaigns that can be utilized. A new member onboarding, maybe it's a direct onboarding, or a big one today is so many credit unions in indirect lending and the challenge of getting that member to use other products and
yeah.
services.
Yeah.
I know from my experience, because I was once a CEO of a credit union,
mm-hmm.
Three different ones, that probably upwards of 50% or more of the members who come through the indirect channel don't realize we're their new credit union. They were shopping for a vehicle
really?
And not for a new financial relationship.
Oh.
So communicating with them and placing them on a campaign automatically to educate them really is critically
yeah.
important to cracking that nut of getting them to use other products and
yeah,
services.
No doubt. Yeah, yeah. Is it kind of a new version of cross-selling a little bit there? Or
it is.
Dare
it
I
essentially
say?
It is
yeah.
cross-selling.
Okay.
But it's just done in a very intelligent,
yeah.
timely
right.
manner,
right.
as opposed to hoping you hit that time correctly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now we know what channel they came through, and so we're able to communicate
right.
effectively.
Right, which again adds value to the credit union for sure, because like you said earlier, that shows the member that the credit union knows them. Show me your
yes.
name. Yeah.
And it's not just lending, it's deposit growth. We
mm-hmm.
might have a campaign that's built around knowing that your
CD is
going to mature
right
in
now.
The next 60 days.
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're all... the industry now, all of a sudden, you know, deposits are
that might be popular
requirement. Yeah,
exactly. And I really like that you provide that credit union point of view as well, because you obviously, like you said, you've led three credit unions, so having your perspective really solidifies what's going on out there.
Yeah, I mean, we understand the challenges,
mm-hmm.
and they are there,
yeah.
but there are solutions.
Yeah, indeed. Alrighty, sir. Anything else, Ken? Anything else to add to wrap up here?
Thank you for having me.
Anytime, sir. Anytime. Always enjoy talking to you.
Appreciate the audience listening.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.